Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. I'm Atiq.
And I'm Nyla.
We're both professional registered homeopaths, and between us have over 25 years of professional practice in this field of healing.
The Homeopathy Health Show is the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcasts around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing and healthcare, which is suitable for all ages, young and old.
Every week, we invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy.
Visit www.ukhealthradio.com to listen now. To find out more about us, you can visit us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk. And whilst you are there, do subscribe to our newsletter.
Be inspired.
And join the conversation.
So let's begin today's show here on the UK Health Radio Network, the world's number one talk health radio.
Real feel good radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this very special homeopathy health show here on the UK Health Radio Network. It's absolutely fantastic. I really canny wait, as they say. It's actually, I can't wait, but I canny wait to introduce today's guests. So without further ado, let me first introduce my co-host, who needs no introduction, of course. So actually, do you know what I'll do today? This is one of those shows. You see how we introduced it? No introduction. And that's what makes a podcast, does it not? Ladies and gentlemen, who is my co-host? I do know the answer. I'm just asking.
Hi, everyone. It's your co-host, Nyla. Welcome, everyone, to today's episode. And as you can all hear, it's going to be a hilarious one because we have special guests today.
Woohoo! Yeah! Come on! Oh, am I introducing the guests? And that's a blooper that we're going to keep in. Go on. This is one of those chilled ones, isn't it?
Okay, let me introduce my beautiful friends, my dream team, our dream team, Laura Hardy and Kester Wong, the internet sensations.
Woohoo! I don't have any jingles. I'm so sorry.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, all righty then.
Can we start by asking Laura, who are you? The face behind those posts.
I ask myself that question every morning. Who am I? I still haven't had an answer.
Behind the curtain. Who am I? I live in the United States and I'm a homeopath. I'm also a mom. I've been in the wellness field for like 20 years, and I recently, it was probably 6 months ago, graduated from the School of Homeopathy. And what else do you want to know?
You are a homeopath. That's what's important. But you are a big part of homeopathy in practice.
Absolutely. You are a huge part. Well, actually, 25% if we work it out as people. But anyway.
And our second guest today is Kester Wong. Kester.
Hello.
Hey. What can I say? I'm a homeopath and a station in UK. And I have studied homeopathy in School of Homeopathy in UK, and I just graduated for this year, and I have over 10 years of homeopathy and experience, and back in my time in Hong Kong. So
here she is. Kester,
well, it's
Wong.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Laura and Kester from Atiq and Nyla. And we are all part of Homeopathy in Practice, which, ladies and gentlemen, you can find at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk. And if you do visit, you will most certainly excel in your knowledge of homeopathy. That's the advertisement.
Thank
over.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you. Thank you for, even though We say, okay, we graduated, now we graduated this, but these two women have a very busy practice and they're also working with us, sharing their knowledge, doing whatever they can to help homeopaths out there, to help patients out there, to bring the wellness at their doorstep. So I would like to know, one by one, when did that click happen? Oh, I need to do homeopathy. Because as we all know, we are homeopathy in Western countries is usually the second or a third profession. It's not something that, okay, from the school or from the high school, I'm thinking, oh, I want to become a homeopath. Oh, my journey is to be a homeopath. I really desire to be a homeopath, unless it is in my family, where I'm becoming a third or a fourth generation homeopath, like Ati, even though it's
No
also his
comment.
second profession. When did that click happen for you, Laura, and then Castor?
Oh, can I go first?
Yeah.
No.
Can I? Can I?
It's their
Please.
turn.
Oh, go on then.
Oh,
Go on then. I'm just winding you up. I don't want to go first.
know. Okay, so I think for me, when there's, I feel like there's a couple different times that I had this epiphany that I have to know more about this amazing medicine. The first was when my son had an anaphylaxis type of reaction to a wasp sting, and I like saw this crazy swelling happen and him starting to not be able to breathe, and watched a remedy just bring that all down. And it was just, it literally saved his life. So I, after that, there was no turning back. But prior to that, I had eczema and my son had PANDAS. So there, we were using a homeopath and using remedies. So I saw the magic, but those were like chronic. So they were, slower. But it was that acute episode that really sealed the deal for me. So.
Amazing. Acute. I think you love acutes. I know. And you have shared so many stories of those acute situations with me where we
Oh, I
actually
absolutely
see
do.
the magic happening. It's like you have just waved that wand and the magic happened. It happens in front of our eyes. And believe it or not, it happens.
It's the wand of Dumbledore, not Voldemort. There you go. But I tell you what, it's so brilliant, isn't it, Laura, with what you've said? Because it's those types of scenarios which really convince you, leaves no trace, does it, of doubt? Because it's like, I just saw that in front of my eyes. And we see that in practice, right? We all four of us see that day in, day out. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing. I'm so grateful for it.
And for you, Kester, was it again an acute moment, or how was your journey?
I started from a theory of homeopathy, like cures like, which back then I was pregnant, I think 14 years ago. I was not in ch I didn't use any of the allopathy medicine or using Chinese medicine because I don't think they work anything on me. So that's why I started to think it is not a good one. So I might need another, an alternative way. And then I went to a seminar who is talking about homeopathy, and the headline is, about heat, about the fever. So I go to the seminar because my kids is having fever frequently. And then I listen to like Q likes, which is very which is a theory. I think I never heard of this before, but it makes sense to me. And then so after that I used the homeopathy, started to use homeopathy. And the first one is Arnica. For the children it's always Arnica. They helps us so much because, and also I used Arnica to my pets. I have two dogs, and the dogs, they don't lie. They just stopped crying or stopped anything. So when the remedy works,
Amazing. Brilliant. Yes, the pets don't lie at all. They don't, there is no placebo effect on the pets. If it works, it works. There is nothing not going bad. This reminds me of our teacher, Jeff Johnson. He's a vet,
He's
and he has showed us so many vet cases where he has used homeopathy and even helped the chronic of cases with homeopathy. And now in animals, you can see things happening, magic happening. It's not something that we have told them, okay, you will be fine, you'll be all right. They will be saying, I don't need this crap, get me better.
Absolutely. It's a
What's
phenomenal,
happened
isn't it?
with the
It really is.
homeopathy with those?
So hey, listen, you know, you're talking about this and how amazing homeopathy is. I tell you what, just a couple of days back, patient lying on the floor, excruciating pain, I think it was the right side upper quadrant on the back, and it was in spasm and couldn't get up off the floor, right? It just pain, pain, pain. Colocentis, one dose 200, and he was up. Now, if we take away homeopathy for a minute, what's the first point of call, right? God forbid, generally, because of the way system is, we would call an ambulance, right or wrong, right? We would call an ambulance, or we would call the doctor, or we would do our best to lift the patient up and then say, oh my God, you know, you need this, you need, let's get you to the doctor. Or we'd get some, maybe some gel, you know, these deep heat patches, as such, you know. And, but hey, one small pill, and he's up. And it's like, you know, these moments, they happen. We all experience them, right? I experience them every single day, and we do share. Of course, we're all, because we are, ladies and gentlemen, we're the dream team. Homeopathy in practice. www.homeopathyinpractice. I'm gonna stop that. Stop it. Okay, come back. I'm back. So, it's just phenomenal, though, isn't it? It's truly, truly phenomenal, isn't it? How it works. It's like, wow.
Magic. And Castro talked about Arnica, Arnica moments. They're not aha moments, they're actually Arnica moments. And this takes me back to a story. I was purchasing some homeopathic remedies from a pharmacy in Germany. And pharmacist asked me, what do you do with them? I said, like, these are potent medicines. It is 10, 15 years back. And he said, how do they work? I said, they work amazing in an amazing way. I don't believe in this crap. I said, all right, do you know about Arnica? Oh, I use it all the time in the pharmacy. I said, what? I believe in Arnica, but I don't believe in homeopathy. He said it in this way. Arnica works for us. It's there for all the pharmacies because we always bounce ourselves against this cupboard or this, and then we need Arnica, but homeopathy doesn't work.
You've had those experiences, right, Kester Laura?
yes.
Tell us about your practice or something that you have, like, instead of someone who is consuming homeopathy, someone who is prescribing homeopathy.
I have a lot of moms that I see. When I first started my practice and I was still in school, I got tons and tons of skin cases, which was kind of ironic because I had eczema. But what happened is I had a mom who shared a story where I helped her little girl, and it just went on social media, and then I had all these people call me, and I was really successful in a lot of those skin cases. But then I built up this practice with a lot of moms. I kind of have a soft spot for moms, you know, being a mom, and just I want to empower moms to with this medicine that is just it's when you teach a mom how to help their kids, it's just such a beautiful thing. So I really feel like that's a calling for me. I love that part of this. Of course, I love to work with other people too, but that's a big part of my practice. I don't know if that answers the question, but
Yeah, that's something very profound that you have mentioned here, that we don't only help our patients, but we want them to take charge of their own health. We empower mothers to help their kids because it's one thing that you are sitting, you're seeing your child getting unwell, and you don't know what to do, and you just wait, oh, he's so unwell that I have to take him to the emergency department. Rather, during that waiting period, have a small 30, 36 remedy kit at home. Just look at, okay, this is happening. Match the symptoms with the remedy and give it to them. And I know you have started a circle to help your patients and patients who want to join, and then you they can learn about various ailments and they can learn about remedies from scratch, right?
Yes, yeah, it's a membership, and it's nice for acutes. Anytime it's for a family of four, and some if they have more, we work out that detail. But it's so they and it's like a thread, kind of like Facebook, where they can message and we can put PDFs and they can learn. And I put an ebook in there, and yeah, it's been going really well.
Yeah, it's mini Facebook, like
Yeah,
interactive,
but
and
it's private. Yeah.
but private. Yes, you can ask your questions.
Yes.
It has to be private, otherwise, yeah, we don't want to put anything out there. And
Yeah.
Kester, how is your practice going? How I know before even graduating 2 years prior, we start practicing and we start seeing patients, and we have this is so. Before I say anything, we have studied from the best school of homeopathy, the school of homeopathy.
Woohoo!
It
Shout out to the School of
is
Homeopathy.
the best.
Yay!
Yeah, it's
Love it, love it. Because before we are graduated, we have around 2 years of experience. And when we are out there, we are confident enough to talk to patients, take on new patients, how to work, how to bill them, how to do the finance bit, how to do the pharmacy bit. Like, we are also prepared for the wider homeopathic world.
The station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, Castor, over to you. How is your practice going?
Okay, I started with to cure my family because their health is my first concern. And actually, I'm not very happy about them because always they have the remedy from me, and the second day they are okay to go to work, but then they said, "Your remedy is not working for me. It's myself is healing." So that is the, I don't know, maybe they are my family, my husband, my mother. They always say that your remedy is not working. But when I ask back what they feel, maybe they have hay fever 1 year ago, but they say, "Oh, it's nothing now. They was gone." So I'm asking, why you think this your hay fever was gone? What helped you? But they can't say it. But I know it is definitely homeopathy. Yeah, the remedies works. And I was came from Hong Kong. My history of experience in homeopathy. I studied Hong Kong. I started to study homeopathy in Hong Kong at around, I think, 10 years ago. And I came here in UK. I found that the teaching method here, because now I just said School of Homeopathy is the best. So I think it's very different way here. They have a lot of master teachers. They teach in different ways and they inspire you in different ways. So you can go to different method. You can study everything, including the classic thing and the sensation, a lot of different methods, so you can find your own way. So now my practice, I like to do the chronic constitution remedy because I think people's now their health is very complicated, a lot of things going on, and they, I don't know, just this was amazing that I can find the one remedy and which is goes to the whole person. So yeah, that is what I'm working at the moment.
And you're also
Brilliant.
bringing GNM in your practice, right? Germany medicine. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I learned a lot from homeopathy in practice. Yeah, we have GNM, which is for the causalis. Sorry, my pronunciation is
Yeah,
good.
causa causalis, correct, yes.
And yeah, and it's helped a lot in my practice. You know, when you face the, especially I came from Hong Kong, and the people, they are not very well in talking about themselves, especially
Yes.
emotional or mental. They just talk you, my arm hurt, my knee hurt. Then there's nothing. I can't even ask what kind of hurt, what kind of pain do you feel? But then with the GNM, I can ask them about things because GMM is which handedness you can go for it, and
Laterality, yes, you're
oh yeah,
right.
the
Yes, yeah.
relationship with people and what is related to the emotional part. So it's helped me a lot with GNM.
It's amazing, isn't it, Kester? Because Germany medicine, and that's we've got an exclusive international masterclass, all of us, of course, on homeopathy in practice. And it gives us a different tool. Okay, so as homeopaths, we are all, I always like to use the analogy of a toolbox, but I think the analogy of an artist is better. So we all have the same canvas. We all have the same colors, right? But we can change the paintbrushes that we use, right? To paint our portrait, yeah. And sometimes we may add extra colors in as well, okay? But the portrait is going to be ours, right? It's going to be unique to us, our style, our creative skills, our mind, and how we use the brush strokes. Nobody can brush the same. It's not possible, right? Just like the pads on our fingers and the fingerprints, right? And it's so beautiful because with homeopathy, we've got Germany medicine. And then, of course, recently we launched the exclusive International Foundation Masterclass, didn't we, Laura, on human chemistry with Ton Jensen and Roger Savage. So that's another tool, right, about detoxification. So we've got Germany medicine, which is very much to causa causalis and the root cause from the sauric state of the psyche and where a disease manifests and how it goes through a chain reaction and the biological processes that take place, blah, blah, blah. And then we've got human chemistry, which looks at another approach. Basically, sorry, I do keep go on a bit. I just realized, but the point I'm trying to make is homeopathy is so progressive, it never leaves us not able to help our patient. Over to you, Laura.
Over to me.
Human chemistry.
Oh, right.
Before we go to you, I just wanted to add a single small thing. We are four practitioners sitting here, and the analogy that you've given about the paintbrushes is so beautiful because we are all seeing results and we are all talking different language with the patient, our language. And the patient, they who come to us, they speak their language.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
we decode it and give them the remedy that we think is right. And what Bill said, I recently attended his webinar, and he said, give a remedy and have faith. It will work, and it always does.
But I was just going to say, as we are homeopathy in practice, so those listening who are practitioners, I would really say, we would all say to you that there is no right and there is no wrong. You use the tools, you use the paintbrushes that you need to paint your portrait, okay? And what Nyla said is very, very deep as well, because have faith. Have faith in what you are doing. And I tell you what, something very beautiful happens when you trust yourself. and you have faith, then what happens is there's a little spark that we all have, okay? And it's called the spark of intuition. And then intuition starts to come through. And when intuition starts to come through, the whole world opens up to you. And it's not a process. It can happen sometimes very early on in life. Sometimes it can happen after. It doesn't matter when it happens, but trust your gut. Go with what the knowledge that you have. If your intention is clear and your intention is pure, then your patients will respond. Anyway, that was the educational side over. Back to the Homeopathy Health Show. Welcome back after that break. Woohoo! Welcome. Ta-da!
We'll go to Laura and ask about, because you are extensively using human detox therapy in your practice, the Fighting Fire with Fire from Tony Jansen and Roger Savage. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I love that work. So I started using that personally many, many years ago for my son. He had pandas, and that's how I got introduced to that work. And it was unbelievable to see how it just changed our lives, really, to watch the healing happen. And then I went on to use it personally with my homeopath at the time. And then as that was happening, I started studying with Don and Roger. And so I've been studying with them for many years. And now I work alongside Roger and Tom. And it's just an incredible tool to have. I think that for me, when I'm classically trained, so of course I look, it's not that we're taking away from that deep foundational learning. We're using that and adding the detox methods and the clearing. And, you know, if someone has had a lot of antibiotics, or if there's, you know, a history of, you know, any kind of medication, and it never well since, it just helps us. It gives us a tool to work with all of those things, where sometimes giving one remedy is just not moving the case like we need it to.
Yeah. Toxic overload, isn't it? You know, I just realized I was talking to you and I was muted. So now I know what it feels like to be a plum. But anyway, hey, it's okay being a plum. It's purple. Yada, yada, yada. Anyway, it's wonderful, isn't it? It just gives us that another tool, right, Nyla? Because we've got an approach where some patients genuinely need detoxification, okay, because the drug overload. And, you know, it's almost like a false positive, right? Because I found, and we've all found this, that sometimes when we have patients who aren't responding, and they may come up with multiple allergies, but as soon as you remove that toxic load, or you look at the psyche and you look at the causa causalis, those allergies vanish anyway, right?
Yeah.
So we have to be, that's the beauty of, God, homeopathy is just so ahead, you know, it's 21st century medicine, I tell you, wow.
But I have, I must say, I have seen this in patients who come to you after seeing two or three homeopaths. And this happens that you have to then, because after using a few remedies, you never understand when was the last remedy taken, which energy is now the patient's energy, and which is the remedy that they have taken, the energy, because we don't know how long that energy is going to last. In those cases, detox is really helpful and progressive. But then there are also cases where we just have to go with one single remedy, one big shock for the system, one big stone in the pond to cause those ripples, and they, as long as the ripples are forming, the healing is happening.
It's profound, isn't it, guys? Because it's so amazing when that single remedy can outperform anything else that you could think of, and we've seen that. We see that daily in our practice, right? Even just for the, you know, let's say homeopaths are listening, but a dose of Nacmure or a single dose of Sifalinum or Carcinosin, which is like the big one, you know, that's the big great. Phosphorus, another big great, right? So great. So good, right?
And Kester, how do you do? I'm sure you're just using, because you're my daughter's homeopath as well. We started a few years back, and now it has been 2 years. And my daughter loves seeing you. the way you talk to her, the way you connect with her. And I just told her that we are going to book another session, and she was very, very happy.
Thank you.
And how do you see the energy transfer between you and the patient and the remedy?
It's quite difficult to ask.
Deep question, right?
Deep question. I can't, yeah, I think for my cases, I prefer them to come back for follow-ups. The first initial consultations, always we just get the surface of the case. I just maybe the first time they know me, or maybe they just open to talk about themselves. People, they need warm up to talk about themselves. So the first thing, they the first in initial consultation, they just talk about very surface things, and then they come to follow-ups, and then they start to open up. So I think the relationships would build up between these consultations, and the third time they can f talk freely what they have back in the history, what is really concerning in their deep heart. So I think that is the building of the relationship and the beauty of homeopathy. So we are just like peeling an onion. So the first layer was okay, and then the second layer we see the true personality inside.
So that's a
It
good
unravels,
analogy.
doesn't it? It's layers, isn't it? Layers. But sometimes we don't have to do anything to peel the layers away, right? They just peel away themselves.
Yeah, and I think it is a self-awareness journey we are going with the patients. They don't know much about themselves at the beginning, and after the consultation, they knew a lot about themselves. And they said, "Oh yeah, this made me mad every time I got the issues about this." So that's why, yeah.
Oh, I
You know,
just loved it what you said. I remember patients coming to me for the follow-up or for the second follow-up and saying, "Oh, whenever something happens to me, I keep a note. I need to tell Nyla this. I need to tell Nyla this. Or she'll be asking me this question. What will I tell her?" And that what happens is this reflective process starts happening. When we are just walking in our life, we don't look back and see what is bothering us. We just keep on going forward and forward. And the time when we start this journey, because I also, just like you all, I believe in a relationship with the patient. We are walking together on a path to your better self. We'll be holding hands, we're going together. And during this journey, we'll explore various layers. There will be various seasons coming in between. There will be mountains coming, rivers coming, streams of water. Sometimes we'll go through the forest, or sometimes there will be sleepless nights, and I have to get you through it. But at the end, what happens? Reflection happens. We start connecting, reconnecting with ourselves. We start prioritizing things. Okay, I was going behind this. I wanted this all my life, but is it the priority? Or what is my priority? This starts happening. So it is just not homeopathy. It's also a journey to know who I am, where I am, and all this can make me feel better.
It's a beautiful journey, isn't it? It really is. You've painted it so you've said it so eloquently, because that journey is, it's a wonder. It's a wonder, isn't it? Homeopathy is a marvel, and to take somebody to listen to them, number one, which is the most important thing, right? We listen, and we learn as well, right? Because we're learning to listen as well. But sometimes you can see the pressure lift off. I had a patient recently, and she had a female-related issue. And when we initially spoke, she didn't want to share anything except for just the physicals. These are the symptoms. Can you help me with it? I said, look, the thing is, this is how homeopathy works. This is how we need to go. You know, she phoned me after a day. Sorry, she messaged after a day, should I say, saying, I really need to talk to you. And then she opened up, and that's the power of talking, right? That's the power of trust and conversing, isn't it?
Brilliant. So beautifully said.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know this silence that you are experiencing right now? This is not a blooper. This is actually really happening. Laura is just very chilled because she's just having coffee or whatever it is she's having. Kester's waiting.
We're loving it. Now we're loving
I have
the
no idea
We're
what I'm
loving
supposed
the
to
whole
say.
talking.
We're
Dun,
healing
dun,
right
dun,
now.
dun,
We're letting
dun,
the
dun,
layers just expand.
dun. We are just taking the moment in, ladies and gentlemen. We do. I mean, is this called dead air?
It's a moment of silence.
Patient.
Moment of silence. And here comes my next question. Start with Kester this time. Kester, where do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
Oh, sorry, can you ask again?
Where? Okay, 10 years is very further.
A buddy, that's all,
There.
folks. Hello, welcome to
Where
the
do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
show. Ding dong.
Oh, wow. I'll be a very senior homeopath.
Oh yeah, a 60-year-old homeopath.
60 years old. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't think about that before. Sorry. Maybe not. Rolla can go first.
Oh, no, if you want. I hope that in 10 years from now, we are going to Africa and having clinics, and hopefully it's sooner. But, I think that's
Sooner,
where.
sooner, much sooner,
Yeah,
sooner
right.
than you think.
And I would like to be a published author, maybe. That's something that I'll, well, with lots of different kinds of books, not just homeopathy. I really love writing. Yeah. So I don't know. Healthy, alive, vibrant. A
A senior homeopath.
senior homeopath. Yes.
I think the African project will happen far sooner than 10 years, I believe. Yeah. And I think
But we will be senior homeopaths in Africa then.
We will be.
Maybe we can online with African. We don't need to go to Africa. We actually international. Yeah, we are so international now. And I would like to have a, how to say it is a, I always love to have the food forest. Did you ever heard of it before? It is, yeah, I just can have self-sustainable food. Yeah, and I think homeopathy can help in this area a lot, because nowadays, the food is not, I don't know, not food, and lots of toxins in there, and yeah, so I think that will help a lot of people. Not for myself, I think I wish I can help a lot of people with that.
I love the word self-sustainable, because this is what we are dreaming of. We want to have clinics. The Africa Project is all about it. We want to have clinics all over Africa that are self-sustainable. So we want to build something that will recycle, and we can invest and reinvest in the same all the time. So they don't have to worry about funds. From where will the funds be coming? From where will the medicines be coming? We have to work on something that the homeopathy is also self-sustainable for those countries. Just talk about Africa, because you cannot. I seriously want to do it for the whole world system that is free for all. They don't have to worry about health. They don't have to worry about what am I going to do if I get unwell. I don't have money in my pocket. I'm not allowed to get unwell. So we do something for this world. We do something for the ailing humanity, and hopefully we'll see this. I think in 10 years' time, it will be time to look back and say, wow, good that we did it, because that was so much needed.
Yeah, and
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey. Because homeopathyinpractice.co.uk is an educational platform which allows you to excel in homeopathy, I would like to say here that to the homeopaths from all of us, the thing is that we're all in this, okay, for one reason, and that is we serve humanity. And whether you've thought of that or not, you may just have thought of that now, thinking, I speak to many homeopaths and they think, and they say back, don't they, Nyla, when we speak, they say, oh, we never looked at it like that. We never thought about it. It's under the umbrella of serving humanity. And it's the best thing on this planet. It's one of the best things that we can do, to serve others. And that circle of life goes around, you see, because you're helping somebody else. And not only is it then a life full of blessings and a life full of true purpose, but it's also a life where you can do so much for others. And it's just such a wonderful experience. And you've heard us mention here the Africa Project. So maybe, Nyla, you can just briefly just mention what are we saying when we say the Africa Project from Homeopathy in Practice?
So the Africa Project is a dream that came before Homeopathy in Practice. We were living in different countries, in different areas, and we all had this dream of serving humanity. And one day, it happened to be the energies had to come together, the planets were aligned, and we thought about this dream about planting a seed that we will be working with other homeopaths. We'll build a platform that will be a knowledgeable platform for all homeopaths. And that platform will help towards our Africa Project. Africa Project is small, self-sustainable dispensaries in remote areas where we will train homeopaths to help people quickly, like 15, 20 minutes to maybe even less time to give remedies. We'll provide them with remedies. We'll provide them with everything they need. And we'll help them build their knowledge bank. We'll teach them. And hopefully, we'll be able to help those people who don't have access to health facilities. This is just a seed that we have planted and hope. We're just hoping we are working on it together. One day there will be no one who will sleep and say, I just have to bear this pain because I cannot get help.
And that's where it all starts, doesn't it? You know, on a serious note now, and we're talking homeopathy, of course, but isn't it, Laura, Kester, Nyla, myself, Atik, you know, this is it. You know, this is the most beautiful thing that we can do. And hey, guys and girls and ladies and... Sorry, Gia, that's an edit. It's not the right word. Ladies and gentlemen, if you really, you know, if you want to get involved with the Africa Project, please visit our website and contact us, you know, because together we can achieve great things. And hey, let's serve humanity until our last breath, because that's what we're here for, right?
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. I would just like to add one thing here. There is not a single homeopath that I have seen who is a homeopath because they want to become rich. There's so many other jobs out there in the world that we have left behind because we want to serve. Now, yes, we have life. Yes, we have families, and we have a fees that we ask people to pay to see us. It's just because we also have to serve our families. We also have to have a living. And we all work for those people who cannot afford our fees. Please contact us if you want to have homeopathic treatment and you cannot afford to pay for it. You shouldn't be worrying about not getting a treatment. Get in touch and we'll be there for you.
We absolutely will, won't we?
Yes.
And I know that actually this is probably a very timely or apt time to say that, because we are homeopathy in practice, but if you do want to get hold of Kester or Laura, please do share your contact details and your www.
So my website is laurahardywellness.com, and I'm on Instagram and Facebook.
Put it in the description of this podcast as well. And yeah. Kester.
My website is kester-and-homeopathy.com.
Thank you. Yeah.
Keep in touch.
Wonderful.
Keep in touch. Yay. You can just send a message as well, just to connect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And we would actually take this opportunity, Naila and I, as I'm going to make this official, okay, as founders of Homeopathy in Practice, we wanted to thank you incredibly from the bottom of our hearts for everything that you do. You do not realize how much you do. It's phenomenal and it's inspiring. So thank you so very much. And hey, we have a long, long journey together, don't we, Naila, with our HIP dream team?
Definitely, yes.
A lifelong journey.
We cannot do it without you. It's nothing without you.
Yeah.
And it is everything with you.
It means so much. It means so much with everything. And it's just so nice, isn't it, just to work for this common goal, which is to help people.
Just to help people, yes. It started from nothing. This, what we are today, and we don't know what's coming up. We have no plans, nothing. The path will reveal itself when it's needed, when is the time. It's like a light bulb reflects and we see, oh, this is the right turn that we have to take now, or this is the left turn that we have to take now. We are just holding each other's hands. We're just loving the journey that we are going through.
Mm. It's just so, it's a very humbling journey, actually. And we may be getting a bit sort of serious now, but it's just what it means. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that we are working hard for you so that we can help you with the right courses and the right content. We think and we ponder and we reflect and we brainstorm and we have meetings, and there's so much we do behind the scenes, of course, at Homeopathy in Practice, to give you that content which will truly help you with our tagline, which is to excel in your knowledge of homeopathy. And it complements and supplements what you've learned in school. It's just continuing that journey. And I'm a student, Naila's a student, Laura and Kester, we're always going to be, because homeopathy is a progressive art and it always will be. Welcome to the living art of homeopathy.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Tune in every week for inspiring conversations, bringing you all things health and well-being to your radio and podcast apps.
The more exposure the Homeopathy Health Show receives, the better for homeopathy around the world.
And please do support the show by clicking follow on our socials.
You can find us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk and on Facebook and Instagram at Homeopathy in Practice. Do give us a follow on there. Let's promote the voice of homeopathy around the world together. Until next time, stay safe and take care.